joined on the phone by the legendary Hall of Famer with the University of Wyoming, Mr. Kevin McKinney. So, Kevin, you know, there's a lot of, you know, pre-Super Bowl concerts and pre-game concerts and stuff. And I was going down the lineup of some of the bands, and I was asking Dave if he knew, had heard of any of them. And the first one I got to that he heard of was Metallica, so he'd heard of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Lawrence Welk in there?
No. No, Skrillex was in there. He didn't know who Skrillex was. It was quite a segment.
I was hoping the Beach Boys were going to be there, but I guess they're suing each other right now. So
that's they're down to Beach Boys.
How you doing, Kevin?
The
you,
Beach Memories.
You guys escaped the travel problems of yesterday by leaving Sunday, right?
Right. Yeah, we left Sunday night, and probably a good thing we did. It was pretty rough yesterday. They got a lot of snow here, I can tell you that. I don't think we got as much, but
we got a foot here at the National Weather Service. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Diane did?
Yeah, we got more than Laramie. Reese said Laramie
I got about 6 feet in my driveway once the snowplows got done with it.
Yeah.
It's
well,
we got a lot here. Kevin, I don't think 6 feet is anything, but anyway. A lot of things we can get into, Kevin. I want to start first with some Cowboy basketball, and I know we talked to Tracy Ringlesby yesterday, and we spent a lot of time on the basketball team, but it was such an emotional kind of roller coaster day on Saturday with the win over CSU, but you start the day off with the loss of Kenny Sailors, who meant so much not just to the basketball program and the University of Wyoming, but the entire state. What an ambassador and what a man Kenny was, and he'll be honored with a memorial service on Friday, right?
Yeah, correct. That's going to be at 10 o'clock in the AA, and I totally agree. I don't know that we've ever had one individual impact the university, certainly athletics, and the whole state like he did. If we could all live lives like he did, we'd be very, very fortunate, because he was, he lived life to the fullest, and he was just, it was such an honor to know him and to spend time with him. And, you know, we're all going to miss him, because the last couple of years he wasn't able to get around the athletic department much, but before that he was up there every day, and we got a chance to talk with him just about every day. It was a great treat.
You know, we've had a lot of people, and I know it's early, and this may be a tough one to answer. I know what Monty said, there's a video tribute, you've got the memorial service, a video tribute before the game Saturday, and are there anything in the works or in the plans that you could tell us to honor Kenny within the arena or something like that, or have you even started, have you thought about things like that?
Oh, yeah, we certainly have, and we'll certainly run a tribute video for him. The team will have number 4 on their jerseys. Okay. And I think if we get them in time, and they should be, our shooting shirts will now have Sailors on the back.
Okay.
And the number 4, so that's what the kids will wear, you know, shooting and pregame. So the best way to honor a guy like that is with the kids. Because he loved basketball. He loved watching the kids. He loved being around them, and they're very proud to wear his name.
Yeah, we've seen. I think we ask you this almost every week, but the second half that Josh Adams had against CSU, I think we asked after the New Mexico game if you'd seen an individual performance like that when he had 38 points. But the half he had against CSU, my gosh, I mean that. That was just as good, if not better, offensively from Josh in the second half.
It was. It really was. And obviously, Wyoming had to have that to beat the rival. And Josh, I think, really sensed that, and he stepped up. He was pretty quiet in the first half, but we know what he's capable of, and right there was a great demonstration of that.
Kevin McKinney joining us here in the Sports Zone. So a chance to sweep the Falcons down there in Colorado Springs, and I know Air Force has just really been struggling with 8 losses in a row. I know Larry Schott was pointing out that their most competitive games over that time have been at home. They're a little bit different team at home than they are away, but another chance for this Wyoming team, and I mentioned this three-game stretch, CSU, Air Force, and home for Utah State before a week off, to get back to 500 and get back in that middle of the pack of the Mount West. Really, really big stretch, and it continues here with this Air Force game, which won't be easy, even though they've lost eight in a row.
No, it's never easy to play them. And, you know, they are a little bit different to a degree at home than they are on the road, although they've had some real bad losses at home. Nevada beat them really bad here, for instance. But, you know, they lost to CSU by four, and the Fresno State beat them by one here. And we know those are good teams. And it just boils down to whether they're shooting the ball, just like anybody else, of course. But if the Falcons are shooting well, which they tend to do better at home, they're in good shape. Well, they've lost eight in a row primarily because they haven't shot well and haven't shot consistently. And so, you know, I hope that keeps going that way. But Wyoming knows this is going to be a real battle. It never isn't. And you've got to be ready to really defend and be disciplined defensively and hopefully take some good shots and make some shots. The Falcons, I'm sure, will throw some things at Josh to try to reduce what he can do. So other guys are going to have to contribute offensively.
You know, in that first game, neither Jonathan Barnes or Jordan Otten played a minute in that game, and the Cowboys won by double figures. Would you expect a similar type of game plan or something different tonight with the Cowboys?
Well, I think there'll be a little bit some different wrinkles. That's what coaches love to do. I know right now it looks like Jonathan's going to start the game, so he would play. But I think what was so interesting about the first game is nobody really got to the free throw line. I think there were only like 23 free throws taken by both teams, and that's, as we know, quite a departure from the way these games are going. So I know Wyoming wants to get to that free throw line, drive the basket and get to the line and make free throws. And I would imagine that the Falcons will play a little bit differently and probably play Josh a little bit differently. We've seen several different things thrown at him, and I would imagine the Falcons, who can really be disciplined and play well defensively, they'll have probably a wrinkle or two for him especially.
Kevin McKinney here in the Sports Zone with us. Kevin, tomorrow, National Signing Day, and I know, you know, 24 hours from now, we could talk to you more specifically about things. That's amazing how that works, how just in less than
24 hours.
Yeah, in 24 hours, you can really start talking about these guys. But, you know, the importance of this class, they're all important, and we know what we're going to hear. I mean, you hear the same thing from coaches, but just the importance of this third recruiting class for Coach Bohl and kind of building this thing up and getting another class in here will mean.
Yeah, it is. It's just critical, and they're all critical. But quite obviously, Wyoming has had to really fill in with these recruiting classes. I think last year demonstrated there's some very good players who were out of that class that are already contributing, and certainly the year before with a guy like Hill. So these next couple classes have got to really produce some guys at the line of scrimmage. We know that. And I think that they've made the coaching staff has made a good push at that. It is critical. These in the shape you're in, you can't make many mistakes, and that's really a lot of pressure and very difficult to do. But you've only got 20-some guys, and you know, they have to be contributors at some point, especially when you're down, as Wyoming has been. So this is a critical class, and yeah, I know Craig will say these are good players, and only time will tell that. And sometimes, as we saw last year, it's that very year, or it might be a couple years, but these classes have got to come through for the program, and all you can do is hope that they will.
Again, I know we can talk more specifically a little bit later on, but how big or crucial do you think an early signing period for college football would be to stop some of the things that you see with you know, recruits switching their commitments, things like that? And I'm not talking just about Wyoming, I'm talking about all across the country. I know it's something coaches want to do. Would you expect it to get done in the near future?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Keith. I don't know. I really can't say. I do know that it's a very difficult game to play, and you think you have somebody in the fold, at least verbally, and nowadays it seems like there are more and more guys are changing their mind before the signing day, and that's tough. Recruiting is hard enough, and if you feel like you've got somebody, and then they decommit, that's hard. But at least you can go and try to get somebody else. If they leave once they're in Laramie, that makes it even harder to try to replace. So, you know, I don't know. I think there's arguments on both sides of that. But it does seem like more and more kids are changing their mind at midstream and at the last minute.
Pregame is 6:30. Tip-off 7 o'clock tonight as the Wyoming Cowboys.